Hey, how's it going, everyone? Welcome to kind of a off-the-cuff edition of the FanFact Podcast this week. Recording this episode a little bit late at night, and we're doing a little solo episode tonight. It's been a busy week, but we're just going to do I won't say short episode, but probably just kind of a shorter-ish episode. We're doing kind of a introspective on Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, who passed away at the beginning of the month, but they announced it like a week or two ago. I wanted to kind of do a tribute episode in a way that I kind of had mentioned in previous weeks. Schedules didn't really align to kind of do like a bigger group like I was wanting to do. So instead, we're just going to do a little bit of a solo episode, and I was going to talk about kind of the impact that it's kind of had on me and thoughts and, you know, just kind of the guy in general. I mean, so a couple of big things that happened, you know, from that, from Toriyama passing in terms of, like, other things happening is, so Oda, who is the creator of One Piece, just went on, like, a three-week hiatus, partly because he said he wants to write out what the One Piece actually is, so when he gets to the end, like, they can film, you know, and obviously he can draw what actually they will find, like, what is the One Piece. And then also he said it's also to mourn the death of his friend and kind of be able to take the time off and kind of adjust to that, which makes sense, and guys more than earned it. And then what was a really cool tribute video is obviously, for those of you who know, like, Dragon Ball essentially put Toonami on the map. Like, old, I know Toonami's back on Saturdays. Like, Adult Swim has, like, reintroduced Toonami, but Toonami, like, back in the day, Dragon Ball really made Toonami kind of like the thing to start watching. Obviously there was other animes as well, but that was kind of like the big thing that happened. And Toonami did two things. Well, I guess one thing collectively, but they have like a video that goes with it. The thing was like third week in March, I believe. They, from 2 to 6 a.m., they aired the first 8 episodes of Dragon Ball Z Kai, which is what Toriyama really liked. He really liked Kai. I know that wasn't as universally loved, but I know, from what I understand, Toriyama really, really loved Kai. So if it was like from 2 to 6 a.m., they aired the first 8 episodes, and then they released this video of like Tom the Robot coming out and being like, you know, we lost one of the greats. This really sucks. You know, Dragon Ball put us on the map back in the day. And it was like a cool little video, and there was a lot of other stuff I've seen from bands and people and friends and people posting about it. And, you know, obviously he was still working on stuff. He was still writing stuff for Super. He had a game come out, and I mean, it's just like the guy was still collectively working on things. And just, you know, it was, I think he was like a cerebral hematoma, I think. And I mean, it was unexpected. No one really anticipated it. And I mean, it sucks. And obviously the work, like, his legacy, it's very rare that you can say like, oh, your legacy will live on forever. But in this case, it's like, that's just like a factual statement. Like, that guy's legacy will live on forever. Just from the amount of work that he did and what the creation of Dragon Ball meant for anime in general. So, like, the one of the big things in anime now is, like, the big three, right? So, you know, now it's, like, One Piece, you know, My Hero, and, you know, Demon Slayer or something. I mean, that's not right, but you get my point. And, like, way back in the day, it was, like, you know, Dragon Ball, Bleach, in One Piece, you know, and different things like that, or Naruto. Even though I'm not a Naruto fan, I know a lot, you know, obviously it's still a hugely popular anime. But, like, that creation or the concept of the big three centered around Dragon Ball. And it's, I mean, it's worked a lot of stuff. I mean, like, the whole Goku versus Superman stuff that, like, Death Battle's done, like, 4 videos on. I mean, like, not only you can look at the impact of Dragon Ball and the work that Toriyama did, but, like, the crossover, like, application stuff that he did. And it's kind of crazy. I didn't know this until I was researching a couple things earlier, that the first published work that Toriyama did was in, like, a Shōnen, like, weekly Jump magazine. And his submission, like, it was, like, fan voted. But his submission came in last place. Like, he was fan voted, came in last place, and the dude didn't give up. He held it together and kept pushing, and then created like one of the greatest animes like ever to exist. And now me personally have not watched Super. Eventually I will. I was like, I started watching when it first came out, and I wasn't really super into it. But eventually I would like to watch Super. But I loved Dragon Ball, like Kid Goku, like Red Ribbon Army. That stuff was great. Dragon Ball Z, I love up until the end of the Cell Saga. Is my favorite saga of any Dragon Ball Z show ever. I love Gohan versus Cell is like my favorite fight that Dragon Ball Z's ever done. And you know, there's all that stuff about Gohan was supposed to take over originally, and then he got pressured into switching it to Goku, and you know, then and now Gohan's getting powerful again in Super, I guess, from what I've heard. But it's very rare that like I'll want to do an episode from like a creator's passing, because it's like, obviously, as tragic it is, you can't, you know, we can't do one for everybody. But like, I felt like that Toriyama was such like a big part of anime culture and kind of just like nerd fandom culture in general. Like, he's one of the, like, obviously, knock on wood, when the creator of One Piece, like Oda, you know, one day dies, that'll be like this momentous thing, just like Toriyama's is. And like, we'll probably, whatever, you know, show comes out at that point would be centered around that. But you know, you can look at like me as a kid growing up, I mean, like, I think, you know, other than Yu Yu Hakusho, I think Dragon Ball is one of the first thing, like, not things, like, cart animes that I watched. And it was back when, like, you know, oh, is this anime or am I watching a cartoon? Like, that whole debate. But, I mean, it was pretty crazy. It was just, like, I remember watching Kigoku and the Ribbon Army and then, like, in the DBZ and being, like, oh, this is cool. And, like, back then, I didn't know who created these things that, you know, even to this day, I'm not a huge manga guy. I've tried reading manga. And whenever I do start reading a manga, I generally do enjoy it. Like, you know, like, I was trying to read the manga for Hinamaru Sumo because I love the one season of the anime and I kind of wanted to see how it ended. And I, like, started reading the manga. I didn't finish it, which I eventually should go back to. I need to find a better app for it. But I generally am not a huge manga guy, so I didn't really know about, like, that Dragon Ball came from a manga until, like, later in life. And, you know, like, you see all the hard work I'm just put into it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, and we've talked about, you know, I'm sure some people know this, but, like, one of the reasons why Super Saiyan hair is gold is because Toriyama's color artist was spending so much time coloring Goku's hair in black that when he, you know, wanted this concept of, like, you know, quote-unquote a level up, he wanted to take some time off of his colorer's plate, so he decided to make the hair gold, just to kind of cut some time off for him. I don't know, it's crazy. I mean, it sucks, just because, you know, the guy clearly had so much more that he was doing and wanted to do and would have been able to do. But it's nice at least that, you know, like, there was a gap between Dragon Ball Z and Super starting. So I'd like to think he was able to kind of sit back for a little bit and kind of, like, revel in, like, what his work still meant to people, you know, like, so many years later, and how it spawned just so many things. And I mean, the amazing voice actors that we were able to get to hear because of that. And I don't know, there's a lot. Like I said, I didn't really have a huge plan for this episode. Like I said, I know, again, I apologize. We weren't able to get a bunch of guests on for it, but it's pretty crazy. I mean, I'm definitely going to mourn his passing in the ways that I do things, but I hope his, you know, family and friends, obviously, the best, and I hope it provides at least some solace that in a rare circumstance that this, like I said earlier, like, this guy's legacy literally will live on forever just for everything that he's meant to everybody. And if you're getting to the end of this episode and you're like, oh, he didn't do his normal intro and outro, it felt it when I was planning on doing the tribute episode, whether it was guests or not, I was always planning on releasing it fairly unedited and without really an intro and an outro, because, you know, even though we're getting ready to do, like, you know, a relaunch, and we're gonna have a new logo, no intro, no outro and everything, the intro and outro obviously is like all arcadey and upbeat and, you know, nerd, you know, kind of like that nerdy thing, and it didn't feel right having a tribute episode to Toriyama based on, not based on, but like having those weird little like sound effects and stuff when we're talking about what this guy meant to people and the things that he was able to do. But I'm gonna wrap up. Like I said, I didn't really have a huge plan. I just wanted to kind of talk about his impact and growing up and being a nerd with, you know, back when I was watching anime, being a nerd was not as accepted as and popular as it is today. So it was more like shunned upon, and, you know, things you watched in secret or only really talked about once you knew your like friends were nerdy, and like you were convinced that you weren't going to get laughed at. And Toriyama was like one of the creators of, you know, starting this trend of and getting an anime that's so popular that it transcends just like the nerd culture and, you know, transcends more into different things. You know, I mean, who foresaw when Dragon Ball was first starting that, you know, 20 years later, you could go into a movie theater to watch the Dragon Ball Z movie and the crowd would be full and people would be like hooting and hollering. And so definitely this guy gets all the Toriyama gets all the credit for starting the creation of like what, how it's the cool and accepted to be a nerd. And so, like I said, this episode was going to be mostly unedited. Just kind of got some time late at night to record a little something. We will be back next week with some episodes. Again, apologies that things are kind of hodgepodge right now. We're trying to focus on getting the relaunch done and getting all the new stuff done so we can kind of re-hit the ground running. So we'll see you guys soon, and hopefully once we get back, we can get back to doing some like some live shows as well that we were doing back in the day. So all the socials are in the show description. Make sure you follow them. And if you're listening to this and you have not watched Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z or anything like that, I highly encourage you to go and start watching the OG Dragon Ball and just kind of shed some light on Toriyama's work if you haven't done that yet. And we will see you next time on the next edition of the Fan Effect Podcast. And I hope you guys have a great week ahead of you.